Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are signed on to the Sound of Power Prayer with Prophetic Intercessors Network. We're going to get started in just a moment. I want to thank you this morning for dialing in. And again, we'll get started in just a moment. Praise the Lord. I am releasing the lines now to take any requests that you may have. Praise the Lord. There is someone that sounds like they have a television on in the background. If you can mute your call. Praise the Lord. If you have prayer requests, please go ahead and share your prayer requests at this time.
Good morning, Ella Melinda.
Good morning.
How are you?
Morning, how are you doing?
I am well. How are you?
Yes, this is Mother Borgia. I was calling, of course, to get my prayer request in for my family and healing for my body. Thank you.
Amen. We got you covered, Mother. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Good morning, this is Pat. Continue
morning,
to pray for my leg to be healed.
Continue to pray for what?
My legs to be healed, where I felt they are very painful. I had a fall two, 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Well, you're not over yet. What time you open?
Oh, okay. Did not realize that. Yes, we certainly will be lifting you up in prayer.
Amen.
Any other prayer requests?
I'm good. How are you?
Are there any other prayer requests? Okay, and 10 intercessors, if you could state your name, those of you that are on and available to pray, please share your name with me.
Sharon.
Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
Okay, so I think that's just Sharon who's on at this time. Are there any other pen intercessors that are on and available? Is that Pat? Oh, yeah, Pat. Sorry. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and get started. And we're going to ask Sharon to open us up, and Pat, if you'll follow, and then I will close out. And please remember the prayer request that you have heard this morning, calling out those names and those petitions as well. So if you could go ahead, Sharon, and open us up.
Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, your loving kindness. Thank you for allowing us the privilege and the opportunity that we can come once again to your throne of grace. God, we come this morning first thanking you for being our God, our Lord, our Savior, our Keeper, our Sustainer. Thank you for keeping us, oh God. Thank you for allowing us to come together to join in your under your name. Join, oh God, together in prayer. Join together, O God, as we ask and bombard heaven, asking you for your mercy, O God. We thank you, O God, for you allowing us. And God, we ask that you would season our mouths with the words to pray. Teach us, O God, to pray. Teach us how to pray. Teach us how to stand in the gap for others, O God. Teach us to have the passion that you have for your people. O God, we pray this morning that you you would just teach us to pray. Teach us, oh God, to be committed to prayer. Teach us, oh God, to know how to pray your word, oh God, and to pray in spirit and in truth. So, God, this morning as we gather ourselves together, we come in the name of Jesus, God, as humble as we know how, asking you for your mercy and forgiveness. Well, God, we need you to hear our prayer. We need your, oh God, to bend your ear unto our cry. We need you, oh God, to allow your mighty hand to come and see about your people. And so, God, this morning we lift up Mother Margie. We lift up her prayer and her petition unto you, oh God. We join her, God, as she asks for prayer for her family. We pray, oh God, that you would hear us, God, for we need our family members to be snatched out of darkness and God shown the marvelous light. We need their mind, oh God, to be bent to the mind of Christ and their heart to be purified and transformed so that they can receive and acknowledge the truth. Oh, God, we need our family members. And so, God, we lift up Margie, but we lift up those, oh, God, family members that are attached to each one of us, oh, God, every warrior that's on this line and those, oh, God, that are not, that just need to see that their family members are saved. So, God, we ask, God, that you would be the God that would condition their heart, oh, God, that you would turn it to you, that you would touch their mind, oh, God, and give them thoughts and desires and intentions that are of you and righteousness, that God, you would clear their path of all unrighteousness. God, those that may be bound by addictions, those, oh God, that have been tossed to and fro by winds of doctrines, those, oh God, who do not know the truth from error, oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Those that even have the form of godliness but deny your power, God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Those that are bound by sin, God, we pray that you would loose them in the name of Jesus, that you would loose our family members, our friends, our neighbors, even those that are connected in our community, our co-workers. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that your kingdom would come and your will be done. For God, you said that you wish that none would perish. And so, God, we know it's your will that they would be saved. So, God, we're asking you that the spirit of salvation would visit our family members, that the spirit of salvation would drive them, God, into the house of God, that the spirit of salvation would open up their understanding to your truth. God, this morning we are praying for our family members and we are standing in the gap. We're praying, oh God, that you would tickle their ears so they can hear the truth and nothing but the truth. We're praying, oh God, that you would condition their heart to receive the truth, oh God, and nothing but the truth. God, we don't want our family members to die and go to hell when we are supposed to be the light that shines bright. So, God, we ask that you would even condition our words, condition our heart to love them, oh God, out of the place where they are, out of darkness and into your marvelous light. Condition our heart, oh God. Help us to see them as you see them, oh God. So God, we're asking you to give us spiritual eyes. And then God, give us a heart, oh God, a heart of passion that we can love them past the errors and the mistakes that they made, that we can love them, oh God, past their sinful ways, that we can love them past, oh God, the anger and the rage that they have within them, oh God. Help us, oh God, to get them to where they need to be. And so, God, this morning we lay ourselves at the altar asking you, oh God, that you would deal with us so we know how to deal with them, that God, you would season our words, oh God, that you would cause our heart to beat with passion, oh God, and desperation, so that our family members, our children, our loved ones, our cousins, oh God, and those that have been assigned to us would not die in the state that they are in. But God, we ask that you would cause, oh God, salvation to come to their homes. And so, God, we pray even for those, oh God, that lay heavy on the mother's heart. We pray for their children, oh God. We pray, God, that you would keep them, oh God, in perfect peace. That mother, oh God, that suffers because their children has gone astray. That mother, oh God, that do not know where their children are. That mother, oh God, that have suffered through the addictions, oh God, and the disappointments. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would strengthen that mother and you would strengthen that father. Oh God, that you would help them, oh God, to endure, that you would teach them, oh God, even how to love that unlovable child. God, we need you like never before. And so, God, we are praying this morning. And then, God, we are praying for the mothers whose children are still young. We pray, oh God, that you would teach them how to guide their children in righteousness and truth. We pray, oh God, that we won't be the generation that's named that did not teach their children your ways and your standards. So, God, we say today, help us, oh God, to teach this next generation how to love you with their whole heart. Help us, oh God, to teach this next generation how to pray without ceasing. Help us, oh God, to teach this next generation how to uphold your standards and obey your commandments. Oh God, we need your hand, oh God, to lead us and guide us and to teach us, oh God, that we may be able to be teachers of this next generation. So God, when they grow up, they would know your ways, oh God, and they would obey your commandments and they would uphold your standards. God, we say in the name of Jesus that you would cause our children, those that are marked already, oh God, that you would cause their heart and their soul to search for you, oh God, and to find you, that you would cause them, oh God, to find you, God, even when it's not popular, that they would, God, not only find you, but they would submit their lives unto you. We pray in the name of Jesus for our children and our children's children and all those that are far off. We call them out now. Oh, God, we have them on our heart, but, God, you know. And so, God, we ask that you would, God, keep them, that you would put your hedge of protection around them, that you would lead them and guide them in all truth. Oh, God, that as they go to and from school, God, that there would be a hedge of protection around them, that you won't allow the enemy to come nigh them, that, God, they would know their God-given identity. Oh, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would keep them from, God, danger seen and unseen. We pray in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that you would be with our children, and God, that they would learn to love you and to obey you, oh God, and to trust you
and to live for you, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that even when they go to school, and God, we leave our children in the hands of strangers, that God, that you would be with them, that you won't allow, oh God, others to influence them, and God, to teach them error, but God, that you would put a hedge of protection around them. So God, we bind truth to their loins and truth to their heart and to their mind this morning, so that God, when error comes, when deceit comes, when deception comes, oh God, it would be rebuked, it would be refused. Oh God, even as a young, in a young age, we pray in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask that you would be with us, be with our families. Oh God, raise up our families to love each other and to love you, God. We need your love, oh God, that unconditional love, oh God, to be found in our inward parts. So God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would cause your love, oh God, to be bound to our loins, that you would cause your love, oh God, to fill our heart, that you would cause your love, oh God, and your ways to love to be etched in our mind, oh God, and then you would cause your love, oh God, to be bound to our hands, so that what we do, oh God, we would do it in love and in truth. We pray in the name of Jesus that our families that are broken, oh God, that they would be mended back in your love. We pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would arise in our families and that the enemy would be scattered. And so, God, we pray, oh God, individually, you know our families and our members individually, oh God, but we are on this line praying collectively, oh God, for we realize that we're two or three are gathered together in your name. You are in the midst. So, God, in the midst of us, we pray that you would hear us, oh God. In the midst of us, oh God, we ask that you would bend your ear to our cries. In the midst of us, oh God, we ask that you would be with us, oh God, and strengthen us to be the family member, oh God, that can lead and guide those to your truth and to the cross. And so, God, we ask it all in the matchless name of Jesus, believing it to be so, because you said in your word that anything we ask and believe in the name of Jesus Christ, we shall receive it. So, God, this morning, we thank you in advance. We thank you for in advance for our family members that are lost, that they shall be found. We give you the highest praise, oh God, and we say hallelujah that those that are lost, oh God, are walking into your marvelous light. We say hallelujah because our children, oh God, that have been bound with addiction shall be free. We say thank you, Jesus, because we believe it to be so, oh God, that our family members that we have not talked to in years, oh God, will come around, oh God, with forgiveness in their heart and be bound together again. We say, oh God, thank you, Jesus, that you are mending, oh God, the brokenness just in families, oh God. We say thank you, oh God, that you are covering and keeping our children, oh God, as they go to and fro, oh God, and we say thank you, oh God, for even allowing us to have family. We don't take it for granted, oh God, that you loved us enough and that you've given us people to love us. And so, God, even in the midst of what things don't look right, we thank you, oh God, even for what we do have. and we bless your holy and your righteous name. Thank you for being our God and for being our Lord and our Savior. Thank you for keeping our family members, oh God, and for keeping us. Thank you. And we give you glory and honor and praise. And we believe it to be so. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. We praise you, God. We pray for healing on today, God. Father God, we pray for those that have epilepsies today, God. We pray for those, God, that are having crippling arthritis, God. We pray for bursitis today, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for blood circulation today in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for cancer, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for every sickness and disease today, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, your word said, bless our bread and our water, hallelujah, and that sickness, that you would take sickness away in the name of Jesus. And God, we're asking you to take the sickness away, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we're thanking you today, God, that the flu season is almost over, God. We're thanking for those that did not get sick, God, and we thank you for those that were restored from the flu, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and we ask you, God, to be with those family who lost loved ones, God, that died from the flu, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to rest on those family, God. Show them, God, that you are still there, God, no matter what, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we pray, God. God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that you will just heal us, God. Your word said that we are healed by your stripe, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we are standing on your word today, God. Lord, we ask you to renew, hallelujah, our youth like the eagle, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to take the shield, hallelujah. Oh, God, that we will take the shield of faith and quench every fiery dart of the enemy, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for your strength, God, in the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, God, for healing, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, your word said that no sickness or plague will come near our dwelling. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we thank you right now for your word, God. Father God, let your virtue touch our life and heal us, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Your word saying, Jeremiah 17 and 14, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. And God, we pray healing for all your people all over this land, God, no matter what the case may be, God. We know that you can heal us, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask for deliverance, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, no matter what we need to be delivered from, God, but we put it in your hand, God. We know that you are a deliverer, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the idiots, even the backslider, God, we know that you can heal them, God. You can bring them back, God. Oh, God of Messiah, to that first love, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now, God. Oh, God of Messiah, your words say that we shall live and not die, and that we will proclaim, hallelujah, the name of the Lord. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, as we go out through the day, God, meeting people and greeting people, God, let us have a ready word, God, to let them know that you still live. You're still for them. You are our God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. You are a healer, God. You're a deliverer, God. You are a savior, God. You are all in all, my Satai. Hey, God, we cannot do anything without you, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you're the beginning and the end, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we thank you right now, God. We bind every fever, hallelujah. Oh, God, that attacking people, God. Even this new disease, God, that we don't know about, that are coming onto these children, God. Oh, God, that causing them to react and to fight. Hallelujah, God, we ask you to bound that disease, God. Send it back to wherever it come from, God, in the name of Jesus. Even this bug that come from China, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, don't let that bug have any disease to it.
hallelujah, that will be loose on your people, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, God. We thank you, dear God. We thank you for your healing power, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, God, that every artery and every blood, hallelujah, vessel, hallelujah, to be open, hallelujah, and our circulation system will function the way you designed it to function. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let our blood flow the way you, God, the way you designed it to function. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We pray for the schizophrenic, God. In the name of Jesus, we know that you're a mind regulator, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for fog brain, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to regulate that mind, God. Bring things alive, God. Don't let people be slower in thinking, God. Don't let us be slower in doing, God. Oh, God, move on our behalf, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for healing us, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we bind tender ladders, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, Abasaya. Oh, God, we ask you, God, to heal us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. And God, we will be healed, God, in the name of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus over our entire body. Hallelujah. Over our families. Hallelujah. Over our church members. Hallelujah. Over our neighbors, God. Over our community, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, God. We thank you for your healing power in the mighty name of Jesus. And it is so. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to read Isaiah 59, starting at verse 16, as we prepare to close out this morning. Hallelujah. Isaiah 59 and 16 said, "And he saw that there was no man, and wondered there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and an helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with shield as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, to the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of thy mouth or of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. When the enemy comes in like a flood, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you on this morning. God, we just give you glory. God, we give you praise. God, we magnify your name. Oh, God, we declare your goodness once again in the land of the living. We declare, Lord God, that there is none like you, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, oh, God. Your name alone is worthy to be praised. And so, God, we just take this opportunity this morning, God, as we come together collectively, Lord God, to just exalt your name and to declare your goodness once again in the earth realm. Father, we thank you for the spirit of prayer this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for the intercessor, oh God. God, we thank you for the sound of intercession, oh God, that breaks through the airwaves today. We thank you for the sound of intercession this morning, God, that chokes out the voice of the enemy, God. We thank you for the sound of intercession this morning, God,
that drives out the spirit of darkness, God. We thank you, oh God, Emando Hoshe. Oh God, that your word declares that when the righteous cry, the Lord does hear them. Oh God, Emando Hoshe. And God delivers them out of all of their transgressions. Oh God, we thank you this morning. Oh God, for the sound of prayer. Oh God, Emando Hoshe. And God, that still breaks the back of the enemy. And God, that we do not take for granted. And God, that you have given us opportunity. We do not take for granted today. And God, that we can come together collectively. I, God, and declare that our God is the Lord. And besides you, there is no other God. I, God, that you are the God that wages war against his adversary. I am O'Shape. That you are the God that tears down the high places. That, oh, God, you are the God that destroys the yoke. That you are the God, Emando Hoshamahat. I, God, that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly. Above all, we can never ask for things. Oh God, according to the power that works in us. So I thank you today, God, for a power effectively working in us. Oh God, that kind of power that drives out disease. I, God, that kind of power, oh God, God, that drives up infirmities. I, God, the kind of power, oh God, that is strength, oh God, in our weak moments. Oh God, for you're the God that avenges us. And therefore, we lay every cause at your feet today. We lay every cause. We lay every matter, Father. We just say, wash our minds. Wash our hearts, oh God, as we trust you. Oh God, even as we trust you beyond that which we do not understand. Oh God, even as we trust you, God, Emando Hoshe, in difficult situations, oh God, Emando Hoshe. God, we trust you, oh God, even in this hour, when the enemy, oh God, comes in like a flood, Emando Hoshe. God, Emando Hoshe, when he's bold enough, oh God, to enter into our schools, oh God, Emando Hoshe. God, we trust you, God, that you're going to raise up a standard against this spirit of murder. I, God, that you're going to raise up a standard in this hour. I, God, for you are strength to us. You are our strength. You are our pavilion, our hiding place. You're the one that converts the sinner. You're the one, oh God, that takes our broken state. You're the one, oh God, that takes the part of us that's been damaged and broken. And God, you're the one that restores us. And you're the one that heals the brokenhearted. And so today I pray for the brokenhearted. I pray for those, God, whose hearts have been broken. You are the healing bomb, Father. Heal the brokenhearted. Oh, God, Emando Hoshama. God, go down into every wound. Hey, Emoshe. God, touch every broken place. Ekodalabo Hoshe. God, Emande Behekomashia. Oh, God, Emando Hoshama. God, your word declares that you are a man that is acquainted with grief. God, that you bear our sorrow. Emoshiando Hoshama. God, Emando Hoshama. God, you can identify with our pain. God, you can identify with our loneliness. You can identify with our emptiness. And so, God, we bring every empty feeling heart before you today. God, we bring, God, every situation every person, God, that feels destitute and alone. Oh, Yamando Hoshamat. Ah, Yamando Hoshatamat. Ah, Yamando Hoshatamat. Yamando Hoshayat. Yamande Behepodalabo Hoshat. Ah, God, we ask you today, Ekodalabahat. Oh, God, to heal and to deliver. Ekodalabo Shamat. Oh God, let your healing grace, let your healing grace, God, meet your people. Let your healing power, God, God, let it break through, God, and let it sever everything that the enemy meant, God, for evil. Everything that he brought, God, to bring evil. Everything that he sent, God, to bring discord. Father, I pray that you would divinely intervene. I pray that you would get in the midst of it. I pray, God, Emando Hoshamah. I, God, that you would deal with every situation, Father. I thank you, oh God, that sometimes, oh God, we don't even know what to ask you for. It. Oh God, that when we are warring in this life, oh God, that when our enemy is coming against us like a flood, oh God, sometimes our hearts become overwhelmed. But I thank you, God, that you gave us a clause in the scripture. I, God, that declares that when we do not know how to pray as we ought, that the Spirit will make intercession for us. And we need your Spirit to intercede. We need your Spirit today, oh God. Emando Hoshe. We need you to come against that thing, oh God. Emando Hoshe. Oh God, that's been designed to wear us out. Oh God, Emando Hoshama. God, you know the adversary. But Father, I pray for the saints today. I pray against the spirit of discouragement. I pray, oh God, that we will not become faint in our hearts. I pray, God, that we will not lose hope. But Father, that you'll give us that supernatural strength to persevere, to push through, God, trying times. I come against the spirit of depression. I pray, God, that you'll break every heavy and weighty spirit. I come against the spirit of isolation. I, God, where the enemy would want us to isolate ourselves. I, God, bring us back to the place where we are reminded to weep between the porch and the altar. Let there be a weeping unto you. Let there be a crying out to you. I, God, that the spirit of despair is broken. Oh, God, that the spirit of depression is broken. Oh God, that every spirit that's not like you is broken off the life of the believer. Oh God, everything that the enemy brings, God, to oppress, everything that he sends, oh God, to weigh down, everything, oh God, Emando Hoshama, every weighty spirit, that every weighty matter, Hayamo Shatamai. Oh God, Emando Hoshatamai, Siando Hoshe. God, I thank you, God, that you deal with the weighty matters of the heart. God, that you deal with the weighty matters of this life. That you deal with the weighty matters, oh God, that come. I, God, those things, oh God, that we can never plan for. We can never plan for sickness. We can never plan for divorce. We can never plan, God, for the loss of a loved one. Oh God, the things, oh God, that we cannot plan for. Oh God, the things, oh God, that come at us. Oh God, I pray today, God, that every weapon that's been formed against your people, every God, every assault in the spirit, every assault against their character, every assault against their ministry, every assault, oh God, against their integrity, Father, I pray today, God, that you would come against every spirit and that you would pull it down, oh God, that you would destroy at the root the spirit of the naysayer. God, that you'll go to the root of matters. God, I pray for us that we'll stay centered in your will, that we'll stay centered in the midst of life, in the midst, oh God, of things that try our faith. Oh God, for you said no good soldier. Oh God, Emando Hosha, is entangled with the cares of this life. Oh God, so I pray for us. God, that we not become entangled or overcome. Oh, God, by the cares of this life. Oh, God. He's calling deep unto deep this morning. He's calling us to another place in the spirit. There's a deeper sound in our mouth. If you open up your mouth wide, God don't feel it. There's a deeper place in the spirit. God, I thank you. I thank you. I am Moshe. That deep calls unto deep. And God, I make a demand. Oh God, to the deep places of those that's under the sound of my voice. I pull on I am Moshe. I pull on their spiritual depth. I pull on the depth in the spirit. I pull on their spiritual range. I declare now in this hour, I God, am I no shall I break through to the next place in the spirit realm. I pull them out of this place and to the next place by the authority of the Holy Ghost. I come against every demonic interference in the spirit realm. I am Oshande that would desire to keep them in the same place. I break the spirit of stagnancy by the authority of the Holy Ghost. I come against every spirit of spiritual drought. I come against every spirit of procrastination. Yemando Hoshe. I come against the mindset of condemnation. Yando Shatamai. And I plead the blood today. I plead the blood. I am Oshatamai. I am Oshande. I ask you, Lord, remove the scales. Remove the scales from their eyes. Remove the scales, oh God. And God, open up their ears. I, God, that they might hear. Let them hear the sound. I am Oshana Mahasando. I, God, let them hear the sound. I, God, that you're releasing. I thank you for the sound today. I, God, that's ripping through the atmosphere. I thank you for the sound today. I am Oshatama. I, God, that's breaking discord. I thank you for the sound today. I am Oshatama. I, God, that's breaking through. I am Oshe. I, God, am Ando Hosha. Every demonic interference. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, move. Holy Spirit, move. I am Ando Hoshe. I, God, I know you're greater than our enemy. I know you're greater than his plans. I know you're greater than any tactic, oh God, that is worked against your people. I know, God, that your power is prevailing in this hour, and so we're opening up our mouth and we're releasing it in the atmosphere. We're releasing today, our God, and declaring that there is a move of God, that there is a move of God taking place. We're releasing a sound today, our God, let it be echoed in the earth. Yando Rando Hoshe, the sound of heaven. I am Oshatama, the sound of heaven that breaks up. Yando Shatama, Yamase, that breaks up, God, every seducing spirit. I got the sound that breaks up. Eko Ma Sandu Hoshama. I, God, that breaks up everything, oh God. Emando Hoshama. I, God, that's not like you. Emando Hoshama. I, Emando Hoshama. I, Ebe. Shiando Hokoma, Mando Hosha, Nanana Mashia, God, Emando Hosha, Ekodalabaha, Sando Shama. Oh, there is a sound today. Hayama, say, I pray that you can hear the sound, Emando Hosha, Ekodalana Mashiando Hoshe, Yanana Mashiando Hosha, I, Emando Shama, I am Ekodalabaha, Sando Shama. Ecco da la
Oh, yes, God. Hey, shama. Oh, God. Emando ho shama. Hey, God. Emando ho shama. Oh yes, Lord, Emando Hosha. Oh yes, Lord, Emando Hosha. Hey, Yanana Hosha. Hey, God, Emando Hosha. Oh God, Emande Behikumashia. Every scale be lifted. Epodalabahasatoha. From the eyes, God, every yoke be destroyed. Ekodanama Shiando. I got liberate even now. I invite you even now, just begin to open your mouth. Oh God, God, and come into alignment. With this town,
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, it is so, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I am Oshatama. Oh, God, Emando Hoshama. Oh, God, Emando Hoshatama. She and the Hoshi. Oh, yes, God, let the rivers flow. Echo man, Sando Hoshi. Oh, God, let the rivers flow. Let the rivers flow. Let the rivers flow, God. Emando Hoshi. I, God, I thank you, God. Let the rivers flow. Echo man, Sando. I, God, you promised out of our belly shall flow rivers. God, let the river flow today. Oh, God, Emando Hoshama. God, I bless you, God. I bless you, God. Oh, God, Emando Hoshama. God, Emando Hoshama. God, Emando Hoshama. Oh, God, Emando Hoshama. Oh, God, Emando Hoshama. Oh, God, And so, Lord, let your blood prevail. Amen. Let your truth prevail. Amen. Ah, God. And God, we'll sit, oh God, at your feet. We'll position ourselves at your feet because we trust you. Ah, God, we'll rest at your feet. Ah, God, because we know that our life is in your hand. We know, God, that our life is in your hand. And your word declares that you're the saving strength of your anointed. And so, God, we rest in you. God, we rest. We take off the cares of this life. God, we wear this world like a loose garment. God, we press into your presence. I am Oshamandebo Sando Hoshe. God, and we rejoice in the God of our salvation. We rejoice in you. We rejoice in you, O God, our King. I am Ando Shana. We rejoice in you, our deliverer. We rejoice in you today. I am Ando Shama. I am Ande Behekoma. God, Emando Hoshama.
spirit is in a state of rejoicing. We're rejoicing, oh God, because we know who our God is. We know who you are. We trust you. We've seen you. You have a proven track record. We've seen you deliver us. We've seen you, oh God, keep our minds. We've seen you heal our bodies. We've seen you restore broken relationships. We've seen you, God. We've seen what your power can do. Hey, God, am I no host? And so all we know, God, is that this now, our present condition, our present situation is just another thing that you can do. It's another opportunity, oh God, am I no host, for us to see you demonstrate your power. Hey, I know, Shatamah. And so, God, we say demonstrate that. Demonstrate your power. Hey, God, demonstrate it. For Dalabaha Sando. Hey, God, Emando Hoshamai. Demonstrate your power, God. Emando Hoshamai. God, help us break through reasoning. Help us to break through intellect, God. Emando Hoshamai. I, God, Emando Hoshamai. I am on Tiando Hoshamai. And God, let us, God, Emando Hoshamai. I, God, let us rest in you. Eko Dalabaha Sando She. Eko Dalabaha Sando Shamai. Mandebe sheko dalaba hasando. Oh yes, Lord. Mandebe hekoma. Yes, Lord. Oh yes. Our soul is saying yes. Our soul is saying yes to Him this morning. Hallelujah. For He alone is truly worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Worthy is our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And holy. Holy is our God. Thank you, Lord. Holy. His name is holy. Thank you, Lord. And we bless Him today for being our God. For being our help in the midst of trouble. Hallelujah. We bless Him today. We bless Him today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for all, hallelujah, that your hand has done. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Waymaker, miracle worker. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, light in the darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe He's here for sure. As the songwriter says, turning lives around. Hallelujah. He's truly our waymaker. He's truly our miracle worker. Hallelujah.
Yes,
my God. Hallelujah. Let God arise so that every enemy is scattered. Hallelujah. Hayabushi. Ekoman Sando Hushaman. Ekoman do Hushiko Namanshia. He is making ways out of no ways. Just give Him some glory. Just take a few seconds right now and just give God worship. Give Him the fruit of your lips. Give Him the fruit of your lips.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, we thank you. Jesus,
God, we thank you.
Bye.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right now, Jesus. Help
have your way, God. And open doors, dear God.
Thank you right now,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. I know His presence is here. What will you say in the presence of your King? What will you say to me?
Thank you right now, Jesus.
Give him your petitions. Give him your adoration. Give him the fruit of your lips. Give him your supplications. Give him the things that you're praying for other people. Give him your presence.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you right now.
Hallelujah.
God, I worship you. I worship you.
Yes,
my God. My deliverer. Oh, God, I've been faithful to you. God, you've been so faithful to me. God, you've been so good to me. I got you have kept me.
Thank you.
Yes, God.
Yes. Yes. Hey God, Emando Hoshama. Ah, Yamanshia. Oh God, Emanuele Epoma. Ah, Yamanshia. Oh God, yes, Epoman Satandoshi. Hayana Manshia.
Yes.
To God, Emando Hosha. Be the glory.
Yes, yes, God.
For
yes,
the great
Lord.
Thing he has done.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I am on Shikodalabasi.
Everything that you
Mando
bring, God.
Waymaker, 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 miracle
Yes, Lord.
Ikomantia. Yes, Lord. Ikomantia. No, thank you for making a way. Thank you for making a way.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
You making a way.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Yes, God.
Yes,
God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
You are Lord. Hallelujah.
And we bless
yes,
you
for
sanctifying our soul.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
Thank you for allowing
Lord.
Your word to
thank
come
you,
in, God,
Lord.
And sanctifying our soul, purifying our soul.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for washing our soul. Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ah, God, that was
yes,
designed
God.
To hold us back. Experiences that were, God, designed to break us. Thank you for washing our soul and liberating us, oh God, from every tie, every soul tie, every word spoken out of anger, every seed that was deposited into our soul, God, that was not sent from you. Thank you for washing us, God, and germinating the seed of your word. Thank you for germinating the seed of the word of God. And Father, I pray, let it spring forth on the inside of us, let it break through the ground, let it break through the ground of our heart, God, and produce a harvest that is representative of the fact that we have been in your presence, that we know our God, that we truly know who our God is. God, that there be some things that are settled some things today, even in this hour forever, that they forever be settled. We need you to settle some issues in our lives.
Oh, God.
And we give you glory for it.
Oh, God.
We
thank
give you
Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, God.
We give you honor.
Thank
Hayamandu
you, Lord.
Mando Husha. Mando Husha.
Yes.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Barbara, are you able to sing a few lines of that song, Waymaker, Miracle Worker? That song, I think it's by.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you as we close out. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
You are worthy. We worship you. We worship you. You are here. Move.
in this place. We worship you. We worship you. You are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Oh, you are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. That is who you are. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, moving in our midst. We worship you. We worship you. You are here, working in this place. God, we worship you. We worship you. You are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are, you are, you are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. 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 You are a way maker. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. We won't stop serving you. We won't stop praising you, God, till we see it, Lord. You're the answer to it all. That is
Jesus.
Who you are.
Yes,
that is who you are. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That is who you are. Oh, that is who you are. That is who you are, Lord. You are, you are, you are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, That is who you are.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless his name.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you for making a way out of no way, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. We put our trust, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
always
you, God.
Bless his name. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless him for this time of intercessory prayer. We pray that the Lord has met you this morning. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for all of you who have joined us today in this time of prayer. I don't know if there's something anyone wants to share. We're going to go ahead and prepare to close out, but I want to open it up if there is someone who has something that they need to share before we end the call.
Okay.
Make sure. I'm like, I missed some lines and I couldn't wait a minute. I want to be asking a question and everybody's lines might be open. But if there is anyone wants to share at this moment, all the lines, well, almost all the lines, hold on one second. Time, I think I got them all. I look and see some more. All the lines are open. If there's anything anyone needs to share, feel free to share at this time. Otherwise, we're going to prepare to close out.
This is Connie.
Praise the Lord, Connie. Yes. Lord.
Hello?
Yes, we can.
Connie.
Yes, ma'am. Hi, Connie.
I just want to thank God. Thank God for all the prayers. I just ask that you continue to do what you do because God is moving.
Thank you,
it's
Lord.
A mighty move of God. He's shifting some things.
He's
got to stay endeavoring. And to pray to Jesus, and I thank God for you all.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, woman of God. We thank you for that. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
God, all the glory.
This is Mona.
Hi, Mona.
Hi. I just want to express that God gave me something March the 1st the other day, woke me up, and he was letting me know the highest praise that we express is what God is going to get. And so when we express the highest praise to him, that's what he deserves, and that's what he's going to get. And he's the one who deserves the highest praise. And I give him the highest praise today for how he's been moving and shifting in my life. And I am so grateful for who he is today, not for what he has in his hand, but for what's in his heart. And I'm just so grateful and humbled before his throne of grace, because without him we are nothing. But with him we can do all things through Christ strength. And I just want to say thank you, God.
Thank you,
God.
Jesus.
I love him so much.
Yes,
and I pray
Lord,
the blessings over each and every person that has a need today, and for each and every intercessor in our families and loved ones and neighbors.
Jesus.
I just thank God for the healing. Thank you for the healing.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Amen. And we receive that blessing. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
I just want everybody.
Jesus.
I just want to release the spirit of encouragement over this line on today. And I just want everybody to be encouraged on today. And no matter what you're going through on today, just know that it's all in the making. My God, and God is making vessels in this hour. And so think about your strength, the things that you're encountering right now. You got to go through in order to come out. And you can't come out unless you go through. So you got to go through. But even in the testing and in the trying, God says, even in that, amen, that you're going to come out. And when you come out, you're going to come out as gold. So even in this, God's grace is sufficient in all things to take you through what you need to go through to get you to the place where he's calling you to be. Amen. There's a greater place. There's a higher calling. There's a deeper depth, my God. And God has got to get us to that next place. So I just want you to be encouraged on today and think it not strange. Amen. It's just a part of the process that you have to go through to get to the next place where God is taking you to. So be encouraged on today. Just be encouraged. And just know that it's all going to work together for your good. It's all working together for the good. So I just want you to be encouraged. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I am encouraged.
Thank you.
I am encouraged.
Hallelujah.
God,
it's
in the making. My God, it's all a part of the making on today.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
My God. In our ways, we have to keep our eyes focused on him. No matter what we're going through, we have to keep our eyes focused on him, because we won't see it until later on. And then we can look back and say, that's what you was doing for me. That's where how you what you was taking me through for. And we have to give him the praise all the way through it, because he knows exactly what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
God.
Thank
you for the encouragement.
Thank you, Lord God.
Carla. Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord.
The song
God. Hallelujah.
Resonated in my spirit. Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
We can't get to that next level until we go to the further, the level that we at now. We can't get to that next level. We got to go through. And I thank God for being right there with us as we go through it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He's always with us.
Yes.
Ain't nobody else encourage us. We need to encourage ourselves.
Stop making that for me.
Yes.
Being that stuff coming out, then you're going to get right there.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
amen. 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 Amen.
I am excited. I'm excited about what he's doing. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It may hurt. If they didn't say it was going to be easy, it's going to be painful. But I, hallelujah, I accept it.
Hallelujah. God, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Wow. Glory. We give him glory for that.
Yes,
Lord.
Instead of saying, why me, we should be saying, why not me? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Jesus suffered for us. Why shouldn't we suffer? I'm not saying I'm suffering. I'm saying, when we go through our trials and tribulations, why not me? Thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
My God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God.
That just reminded me about the making of Saul, when he made Saul and changed his name to Paul. What he had to go through, what he had to deal with. He said, I press towards the mark for the prize of a high calling, which
high
is
calling.
In Christ Jesus. It didn't matter what he was going through. He knew, hallelujah, who his Lord and Savior was.
Yes.
So, yes, sometimes we got to go through some situations. Yes, sometimes we got to deal with uncomfortable feelings, but God is on our side. God is
Jesus.
And he's making us. Hallelujah.
Yes. Making my God.
He's molding us and shaping us into who he knows us to be. He's making us.
Yes.
Yes. My God. Yes.
And
of us.
And of us. And of us. And of
us. Oh, my God.
He takes joy in blessing his people. He takes joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I thank
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord God.
He said,
"Count
it all joy.
Count
it all joy."
Yeah, God.
To God be the glory. Deep is truly calling unto deep. God is a prayer.
Oh, my God.
Yes, like
we
you said,
Elder
Melinda, deep unto deep. God is calling us deep unto deep. He's taking us deeper into him. And we've got a direction to take us deeper there. And just be right there. Just be right there. Okay, God, what else? Come on, take me through there so you can purify us and skim off that dross off the top and purify us of pure gold. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank
this
you,
scripture
Lord.
Is just ringing in my spirit, And it says, for the light afflictions are only but for a moment, but God is working a more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So please, saints of God, just be encouraged on today, my God.
I am encouraged.
It's only for a moment, my God.
Yes.
But it's all for his glory. It's all for the glory of God, my God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
My God.
Thank
you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. Thank God for the waves that are just blowing through this line this morning. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We bless him for what he's doing, what he's saying. Hallelujah. And the word of encouragement he releases. We give him glory today. God is so faithful. All things are in his hands. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we honor him for that. Thank you again for joining us in this time of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ask that you continue to keep the Prophetic Intercessors Network lifted in your personal prayer time as well. We continue to pray one for another that God gets all the glory out of our lives. Hallelujah. That we'll stay in the process. We've heard those words of encouragement that these are light afflictions, that we are in certain seasons, and so we bless the Lord. That he's the kind of God that gives you testimony, because it really don't mean anything unless you're in it and you can testify. It's one thing to testify once you get out, but if you can stand in it and declare and still have worship in your mouth while you in the battle, while you are in the fight, you can still declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, even if you got to cry, even if sometimes I heard some of the old things say, even if I got to come through crawling, I'm coming through. It don't matter. If I got to come through on my knees crawling, I'm coming through. And so God just gives you the strength to keep pushing through. And so we bless the Lord for those who are in the trenches, who are in the tent. Hallelujah. That we just encourage you to keep your voice, keep your praise in it. God's got you. The race is not given to the swift. The battle is not given to the strong. God's got us. He's got us. And he's going to do it. He's already doing it. And so we bless him for it. We bless him for it.
It's already done.
So let your testimony remain consistent. Let it remain consistent in all times, in the valley and on the mountain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A consistent praise. Praise that never breaks, no matter where you are. If you're in the valley,
thank you,
I still say you're Jehovah Rapha. I still call you wonderful. I still call you way maker. If I'm on the mountain, I still call you way maker. Hallelujah. I confuse my enemy. He won't know where I am. Am I in the valley or am I on the mountain? He won't know. Because my praise remains the same. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You won't find
thank
me
you, Lord.
Trying to define where I am by my praise, because it remains the same.
Oh,
my praise doesn't change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I may cry, but my praise remains the same. I still say the same about him. I still have the same words about him. Even if I'm walking through the night, even if I'm pacing the floor, hallelujah, Jesus, my praise, the words, my accolades for him are consistent. They do not change. I will still call him who he is. He still is my God. He's still my King. He's still my way maker. He's still my miracle worker. He's still all of that.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So does it mean you won't feel anything, saints? No. You're going to experience the pain of your experience. Hallelujah. But in the midst of it, just continue to open up your mouth and declare who God is. Hallelujah. Enough of numbing ourselves to situations. It is what it is, but God is still good. Hallelujah. This is my life, but God is still able. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Like the Hebrew boys, they were in the fire. If he doesn't, he's still able. Hallelujah. I'm going through it, but he's still able. I'm experiencing it, but he's still able.
Lord.
I will not numb myself. Hallelujah. And become a robot.
Thank you, Lord.
The liar. Every experience I'm experiencing, but God is still able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all I can ever ask or think. Hallelujah. In the face of my adversity and the face of my enemy, I boldly declare who God is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And let your hands walk in the high places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your mouth declare his goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
In trying times.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're still God. Thank you, Lord.
Remember the words that have been spoken to you, these light afflictions are but for a moment.
Jesus.
Their light compared to the weight of glory. Compared to the weight of glory that shall be deposited, the affliction is light.
Thank you, Lord.
Even though sometimes it does not feel light. But it's still light. It's a light thing for your God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. It's a light thing for your God. You've seen him do some stuff before. So stay in the process.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
However you got to come through the process, come through.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come through the process. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm going to share this, and we're going to go. And it was something the Lord said to me this week, and I think I shared a portion of it on Facebook, and that is, with us as saints of God, when we go through with God, just go through with it. You do not have to be a robot. You do not have to act as if you don't cry. You do not have to act. You cry in faith still. Your tears does not mean you don't have faith. Your tears is because you're wrapped in flesh, but your faith still speaks out. The fact that you're still trusting him while you're crying says that you trust him. If you can trust him while you're crying, while it's hurting, then it already is a testament that you trust him. Hallelujah.
Yes,
because one thing the Lord said to me, he doesn't want us to give that fake feeling, that hypocritical feeling like we're not hurting. It hurts, but God is going to heal. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm here with you. I'm going to walk you through the pain. There's coming a day when they shall cry no more, which means there was a day that they cried, but there comes a day when he shall wipe the tears from their eyes. There shall be no more weeping. There shall be no more. Hallelujah. So he's not afraid of your humanity.
Thank you, Lord.
He's bigger than your humanity. So he steps down into your humanity, and he walks with you through it. We've been taught to wear masks. The mask got to come off. The mask got to come off. And God, this is where I am. Walk me through this place in my life. Walk me through this pain. Take me through. Take me through every step. Speak to my heart. Speak to my mind. Give me the courage I need to face. Because courage is not courage unless there is a place of adversity in the midst of it. Unless you are in the front of something that is threatening your courage, unless there is adversity there, there is no courage. Courage is in the face of adversity. Faith is in the midst of a trial. So you can't say the trial don't exist. Otherwise, you don't need faith. Faith is in the trial. Hallelujah. It's why it's happening. That is why it is faith, because it is opposite of what you see. It's opposite of what you feel. So it becomes faith now, because faith now speaks to what's not yet happened. While I'm in the midst of this, my faith is still saying God's going to show up. While I am yet feeling this, my faith is still saying my God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. That is what my faith is saying in the face of this.
God.
So I have to look at it and say it won't win. I have to look at it and say no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I don't have to shut my eyes to it and say it don't exist. It's here. But you weapon, you will not prosper. You weapon of sickness, you won't prosper. You weapon of discouragement, you won't prosper. Hi, I'm old shit. Whatever it is, that's how I walk to reach. That's how I walk
My God.
Because I ain't got power over it unless I got power over it. Until I can look at it and speak to it. Identify the it and release the word of the Lord on it. Identify the it and declare what God has said to it. Until your faith gets to the point to where the it doesn't bother you anymore. Every time it shows up, this is what the word of God says about you.
My God.
And it shows up again. This is what the word of God says about you. This is what the word of God says about you. And you keep saying it until the it no longer stings, because finally something in your faith has elevated above it. Right now you're at the same level as it, so you got to speak to it. And then your faith keeps increasing until you are above it. And that's why you got to keep speaking to it while you're face to face with it, while you're looking at it, while you're looking at it. Because he's got to take me from glory to glory. He's got to take me from face to face. So first I got to stand right here and look at it and speak to it. And then he keeps growing and he keeps developing me in my faith. And my faith keeps expanding until it becomes bigger than my it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So you've got to allow yourself the grace to allow faith to break you through it. And you look at it and say, not anymore. I've overcome you. I've mastered that.
Amen.
It's on to the next phase. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because that's how you become fully healed from it. Because if you try to just say that I'm over it and you're not, then you're not healed through it. And then you start to see residue of it and it starts to ooze out in your life. But if you speak to it until you become bigger than it, then you master it and you break through it, and then it is over. It is finished. My God. Hallelujah.
Thank
That's how you finish it. That's how you break it. That's how you annihilate it. That's how you utterly destroy it. Because that is the plan of God, that the thing be utterly destroyed in your life, that it has no room to come back.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
It's got to go. Hallelujah. Let faith arise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So that was a moment of just teaching, because so many times we just preach, but we don't teach. And so people just think they got to get a blanket answer and they keep moving. And they're wondering why they're still fighting this and they're still feeling this. And so it's not real. It doesn't do anything. Hallelujah. But if I teach you what it's supposed to look like, glory, that you for a moment you're going to be face-to-face with your it. If I teach you that for a moment you're going to be looking at it, and while you're looking at it, you got to speak to it. And there will come a moment at some point in your life where your faith will become bigger than it, because you've spoken it long enough, because faith come by what? By hearing the word of God. And the more you keep hearing it and hearing it until it manifests in your heart and it becomes truth to you. That's how we get out of it. We've got to learn to just come out of stuff all the way out.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
all the way out of it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you again for joining us today. We'll meet with you tonight at 9 p.m. The intercessors will be on the line. I'm going to post that number right now again, just in case there are those of you who don't have it. The conference call number for tonight at 9 p.m. I'm going to post it on the Facebook in a few moments. God bless you. Go in peace and have a blessed day.
Yes,
this is the time of this conference call. Yes.
Peace be with you.
Amen. Also with you.
And you as well.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.